Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. In Birmingham, Alabama, at the Business Matchmaking Program the SBA is conducting. But there's something else going on. We've been talking about that for the last hour or so, and we're going to talk about it again in a little bit and maybe get into it a little bit in this segment. But there's something else going on concurrently with this matchmaking program, and I've got Harry Alford in front of me. We're going to talk about that. He's the president and CEO of the National Black Chamber of Commerce. Harry, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
It's good to have you here.
Nice to be up with the chickens.
Yeah, if you do, if you work with me, you get up early.
That's right.
Because the reason we do this show early is because that's when small business owners wake up.
That's true.
Actually, they've been awake a long time because they're making payroll on Friday, woke them up at 3 o'clock. You know all about that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I know about it. I know about the businessman who was in a car wreck on the Beltway and died, and he didn't live right, so he went to hell. He was down there 4 days before he realized he wasn't in his office.
Harry, I do the jokes on my show.
Okay.
Good one. That's a good one. I'll have to remember that one. Okay, Harry, tell us about the National Black Chamber of Commerce.
National Black Chamber of Commerce just celebrated its 10th anniversary.
It was founded
in 1993.
Along with, you founded it along with your lovely
My wife. Yes, Kay. Kay DeBow. Mm-hmm. She's the co-founder, and we started with 14 chambers to form a national organization. Three of those 14 chambers were Alabama chambers, Huntsville, Birmingham, and Mobile.
Wow.
And we've done a lot in Alabama with the chambers. Some have come and gone, and some have reinvented themselves, but we have about 7 chambers in Alabama, and what we did with our convention, we wanted to come to Birmingham because it was one of the original places of the National Black Chamber of Commerce, and we teamed up with our friends at the SBA and at Hewlett-Packard to come up with this business matchmaker tagged in with our convention.
Right.
So we're here in Birmingham.
Partnering.
We're here in Birmingham with the business matchmaking event because of the National Black Chamber of Commerce,
now,
and
folks,
we're proud of that.
That's very smart, Harry. That's a lesson and strategic alliances extraordinaire. And folks, you've heard me talk about this so many times before, how important it is for small business owners. We're not going to slay this dragon all by ourselves, are we, Harry? We got to find partners, don't we?
Yeah, we've been up against the wall. You know, with the federal government, small business was on a downturn. We went down, the goal for the federal government is 23% of all procurement supposed to be a small business. We went down to about 14%
wow.
in the 90s. So we're now trying to revitalize that. And Fred Armendariz, Deputy Administrator for the SBA, presented this idea to Administrator Hector Barreto, who he loved, the concept of a business matchmaker where the buyers have to come and walk the walk.
Right.
You know, you don't pass out the business card
right.
and make an appointment with me next fall. You bring some contracts, some RFPs, some opportunities.
Right.
Businesses come here and let's deal.
Right.
Straight up business. Love it.
It's great. We had a lot of fun visiting with some of the attendees in the last hour. I want to talk some more about the Black Chamber of Commerce.
Sure.
Tell us why a Black Chamber of Commerce?
Well, the African American communities had been during the 60s and 70s and early 80s kind of out of the picture on policy making. And if you're not at the card table, you don't get get cut in.
You don't get cards.
So
right.
you could be one of two persons in this country. You could be a political activist or you could be a political victim. And we saw a need for a voice in policy making on taxation, on highway building. Remember in the 60s when they built these freeways,
mm-hmm.
and they went right down in black neighborhoods and built I-65
You're right.
and I-20.
You're exactly
destroyed
right.
Destroyed the business infrastructure.
You're exactly right.
Had there been a National Black Chamber of Commerce at that time, that wouldn't have happened.
You'd have made him put it through Brookwood.
No.
Through Mountain Brook, right?
We wouldn't hurt anybody. Put it through some good farmland.
There you go.
But those are the kind of ideas and concepts. There's a new tax bill that allows it used to be up to $25,000 in equipment. You could use and write that off against your taxes. Now you can go up to $100,000,
mm-hmm.
which
Absolutely.
Is going to be a good break
it's
for small businesses.
Yes, we've talked about that many times.
And that affects African-American businesses as well. So we're teaching and advocating and informing our elected officials our business, strong business leaders and others, that we have a say-so, and it affects us too. And we represent ourselves.
All right. Now, so basically, from your office, you advocate for black business owners in America, wherever the policymakers are, to help them to make sure that when they make policy, it's not hurting the black small businesses, and it's helping them instead.
Certainly. And it's small business per se, actually.
Right, exactly. You know,
if it's business, it's business. But
right.
99% of African-American businesses are small.
That's right.
And we also try to get into some international policy. The best policy for Africa is exporting U.S. small business there, building a middle class in Africa from small business owners.
Right.
And that's how you get a democracy. That's how you get stability. That's why people would rather pick up a calculator than an M16.
That's happening in Africa right now. I moderated a panel for the U.S. Trade Representative in March with five Southern African nations. The Southern African Nation Commercial Union came over, and they asked me to moderate a panel. It was fun meeting those people. They're excited about what's going on over there with entrepreneurialism in Southern Africa.
And we work well with the U.S. Trade Representative Ambassador Zelik's office.
Right, exactly. Okay, now, you encourage your members to join their local chambers of commerce?
Certainly. Have a local voice. Work with your local elected officials, county commissioners, city council, mayor, state representatives, congresspeople. They're there to represent you.
Right.
And they cannot represent you adequately unless they know and hear your needs.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to voice that to them.
How do we contact you?
Oh, many ways. Website, www.national.bcc.org. Phone number is 202-466-6888. Feel free to contact.
All right, sounds good. That's national, www.nationalbcc.org. And now, okay, I've got about 30 seconds, Harry. Mm-hmm. Give us one example of something that's uniquely to a black business that's uniquely a challenge for them.
Capital access. And I think finding some banks that have progressive programs, you go to a traditional bank, you go into the branch manager, he is playing a one-strike ball game. He can't let out a bad loan. So he's going to be very conservative.
Yeah.
He's going for the sure thing. If you talk to a certain department of the bank where they have higher risk programs, they're not risk adverse.
Mm-hmm.
There are ways of getting capital, mm-hmm. but you have to know which door to go through and how to apply for it.
You know what?
And we show them.
That song is sung by small business owners of all types.
Certainly.
As you know. Harry, will you come back again another day?
Anytime.
We got more to talk about.
Anytime.
Let's do it again.
Yeah, I applaud what you're doing for small business.
Thank you, Harry. Harry Alford, ladies and gentlemen, the president of the National Black Chamber of Commerce. He's going to be back. We're not going to let him get away. But I will be back in just a few minutes with David Albritt. He's spokesperson with Hewlett-Packard, with the folks at HP. Right after these messages, it's 20 after. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.